And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD, devotional diamond of the day. Keep me running. Keep me running. Plus, we're going to review the rehearsal. No, that's not a movie. We're going to review the rehearsal, A True Picture of God. I'd like to see that. Don't you want to see that? And finally, a restoration with exclamation.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. One of our goals today is to wake up Tugboat Todd. Join me in doing that. Here's what else we've got during the show. Thank you, Tugboat. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Okay, not this hour. Entertainment and current events. Maybe not next hour either. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. You call that a sandwich? That's not a sandwich. This! Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about a pastrami sandwich. I'm sorry. I apologize. Anyway, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. I can hear somebody on the other side right now going, just give me the straight stuff. Okay, any topic is technically open for conversation, even if you don't like us. That's because it's not professional radio. It's hardly radio. It's two cans and a string. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Oh. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I was just thinking as, Tugboat Todd and I were just talking, you know, one of the things that we do on the show is we give a variety, you know, serious and joking, and, you know, we look at the news and we look at life and food, movies and everything thereabouts. And I got to be careful in the movie realm. Because, boy, did I get burned last time in the movie Noah when they said, oh, it's a fantastic movie, Dave. And it was terrible. Okay, so that was my fault, and I apologize like 1,500 times to the audience. I do want to say anytime you go see a movie, whatever the movie, if you're just not sure if it's going to fit the biblical model, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're like one of those people that's like, well, that's not exactly Bible, and that offends you, never see it. If you're looking to see an inspirational movie, go see the inspirational movie. If you're looking to see a movie that's Bible, make sure that the script that they use is, in fact, the Bible. Because otherwise you're going to have a hard time. And there are movies like the movie Jesus actually uses the New American Standard Gospel of Luke as the text, as the movie lines. So you know that's going to be accurate. But sometimes there'll be inspirational movies, and I don't think they're all 100%, oh, that's accurate, that's exactly. So if you're not in the mood for that and you can't handle that, then don't see it. But if you're in the mood to be inspired or you're encouraged to do that, not a problem. But if it's one of those things that kind of teeters for you, don't. The issue is when it says it's a biblical movie, then it portrays it that way, and then it's not, and then you start to lose your mind, right? That's where we have our problems. And I was mentioning to Tugboat Todd, you know, one of the best movies done in a long time really was The Passion, except for there were 17 mistakes in the first 32 minutes that were biblical. So that's when I put my pad down and said, I'm just going to watch it. It's like, I'm just telling you, don't get mad at me, and I can read. It's like one of those things. So I encourage you in those things to be aware and always to be testing and guarding. So, you know, you're listening to this show, if there's something that, you know, you process, you hear and you're saying, you know, I don't see it that way, or I don't look at scripture that way, or I don't view it that way, don't take it. Don't use it. I'm not telling you that everything that I've ever said is perfect. I can bring up three children that can testify to that in court. It's like, no, not everything he said was perfect. But I do my best to encourage, and that's kind of what our goal is. So I'm encouraging you now ahead of time to be aware of that. You know, if you don't mind, that's my code for you to prove all things, test all things. All right, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. I encourage you to go to their website, excaliburroofing.com. I encourage you to give them a call, 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803. You can also go to Facebook, that Facebook thingy, and type in Excalibur Roofing, and then you can see pictures and you see different things, and it's really cool. And we encourage you to do that, especially if you want to do business with somebody that's fantastic in reputation, fantastic in their commitment to the community, the Christian community, and fantastic people just to hang out with. Okay? All right. All right, Tugboat Todd, I'm going to let you know right now, somebody shut the air off, and when we're done in this segment, we're going to find them, hunt them, and then introduce them to Jesus in a close and personal way they never thought possible. All right, let's get into our segments. Did you like that? Was that nice? Okay. I do want to mention something. We have a couple of things that are going on. I don't want you to be unaware of this trip that we're doing, the Experience Israel trip. I was told today by my general manager, okay, the guy that's in charge of the stations here in San Diego, that if there is a church that's looking to get kind of a nice discount on a trip to Israel, let's say you're a church of, you know, 30 people, 50 people, 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, you know, 400 people, whatever the case may be, and you're looking for a way to get some church people to Israel on a trip, that we have a special discount where it doesn't cost the normal amount that we can offer to a church. And so instead of kind of creating your own program, you can utilize the Salem program, which is a pretty decent discount. If you get 10 families going, you know, basically you're paying for about 8 families kind of mentality. So it's kind of a cool little system. If you want more information, get in touch with me, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Okay. Let's get rolling on our very intro, the Keep Me Running. What do we have for a sound on this seg, Tugboat Todd? Most of my life, it feels like I've been running, running and running and running. That's it? You gonna play that? Play it again. I like that song. Keep it going.
Running and running and running.
All right, here we go. You're just thinking, why are you doing that? Aha! Because Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24, better known as the prodigal son, says this in verse 11, 12, 13, and 14. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need." Story starts out as Jesus is telling the parable. There's the man that had two sons. Can I just use this as an opportunity to say that there is not one kind of people? Did you know that there is not one apostle? There is not one disciple. There is not one church in the sense that there is not one individual single church that represents and is the whole church. There is the ecclesia, the called out from God. And somebody said to me the other day, just going to share this, "Well, I don't feel like my stories are exciting or, you know, like mind-boggling, like I hear a lot of different stories. I feel like my life's a little bit more tame." And my response is, your tame life is just as important as somebody's wild life that the Lord has brought together, because the Lord uses all of it to create the crew that he's developing. In other words, God just doesn't use one type of person. God used the Virgin Mary and Rahab the harlot to bring about the birth of Jesus Christ. So God uses the plethora, let me just use that from an old movie, plethora of people. And the idea there is to understand that God uses a great variety. It's not one kind of people, there's many kinds of people. It's unity, not conformity. Okay? You understand that difference, right? We don't all, you know, have the exact same shirt on. And most of you are lucky that you don't have my wardrobe anyway. Here we go. So you have a son, and he's seeking independence. And he says to his dad, "Give me my share of the estate." Typically, you don't get your share of the estate when you're alive, or you do when you get married in Jewish culture, and then you're establishing your estate close to your father's estate. So it kind of stays all in the family, right? But he wanted his stuff early. And what the most amazing thing about the story is, without digging too deep into details, is the father divided the property between them, and he said, "Here." And I always think of that as an interesting element. I heard a sermon on this one time called "The Prodigal Father," understanding that an accommodating, knowledgeable father knows at what point to hold on tighter and at what point to let go. It's a very hard challenge. My son is about to be a dad for the first time in his life, and he will spend years of his life learning when to let go. It's a very difficult element, very hard for a father. And this father, the prodigal father, let his son go. And he went, the kid went, and what did he do? He took everything he had, set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. You know, he kind of went nuts, right? And you might be thinking, you know, well, why does he do that? Or why is that that way? What's the same reason that Abraham or that Adam left in the garden? Not Abraham, but Adam. And Adam and Eve, when God came and Adam went and hid and ran away from God. It's just a, kind of this mentality of, you know, I'm going to hide. I'm going to do all this stuff independent. Notice that he did his wild living far away from home because of the inherent shame that his lifestyle was bringing. And running is something that often many of us engage in. Psalm 55, verse 6 through 7, David said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert." Running is not a new concept. Okay? That's not new. We run. And don't misunderstand. We run. We talked about Jonah the other day. We're going to talk about him in the next hour. Jonah heard the call from ran. He ran. "I'm out of here." Because we run a lot. And sometimes running can be fun or can seem like fun. And I think that's what the prodigal was thinking, was that this seems like fun. But there's no lasting satisfaction, why this parable is called the prodigal son, not only is the interpretation, but the word prodigal in the Greek means wasteful or futile. So he went on living a wasteful or futile life. And when we recognize that it's wasteful or futile, something happens. And when we come back, I want to discuss what that thing is that happens to you and I. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing. They know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the yard?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Being a mom might just be the hardest job there is. Today, a mother of four and a pastor's wife shares some advice on motherhood. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Gloria Furman has four children and lives in Dubai, where her husband pastors the Redeemer Church of Dubai. She's also a blogger. She writes that she often follows her own advice to a child in the middle of a temper tantrum when she says, use your words. She writes, when we talk about theology and motherhood, we not only need to use our words, we need to use the right words. We need to be intentional when we use our words, especially words about who Jesus is and what he's doing. But we also need to be intentional when we use words for motherhood. When I say mother, I want you to think of it as a verb too. When you read the word nurture, I want you to remember everything that it involves. Discipling, serving, caregiving, mothering, teaching, showing hospitality, and more. She goes on to explain that mothering or nurturing is a calling, not just for women who have biological or adopted children. Mothering is a calling for all women. Every Christian woman is called to the spiritual motherhood of making disciples of all nations. So she believes nurturing is by nature missional. Maybe those words make the mantle of your many responsibilities feel a bit heavier, but Furman adds, missional motherhood is not an exercise in muscling up strength to do stuff for God. Missional motherhood is a walk of faith where the weak must keep before them the scenic view of the cross. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
My brother, thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, our great friend Sam Rasul, who I'm going to require to be into the... You know how I said that? I'm going to require him to be. Really, what's going to happen is I'm going to text Sam and say, can you come in tomorrow? And he's going to go, sure, or no, make it the next day. Here's the deal. You got a Palestinian Christian, a Jewish Christian, get together talking not just about real estate, though that's his biz, but talking about life as a Christian. And that's an important element. Not just Christian living, but life as a Christian. And there is a difference. But if you're looking for somebody to help you in real estate, there is a difference. And his name is Sam Rasul. And you want to go to thinksam.com because Sam can help you whether you're buying, whether you're selling, whether you're considering What if you're like, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm in that place yet, Dave. I kind of need to talk to somebody. Perfect. Sam, we'll get together with you. You can meet, talk, no obligations, signing nothing. And then you can get to understand what's going on, where the market seems to be heading, what's selling, why it's selling fast, what the deal is. But you want somebody who knows that business. ThinkSam.com is his website. ThinkSam.com. And we encourage you to call him. You can call him anytime. Apparently his phone is surgically attached to his head. You can call him at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM.
All right.
And I don't know what that was, but get ready. What we tell people, if you're not the person that's going to be getting in touch with Sam, then we tell you to say, we say to you,
send him to Sam.
Just send him to Sam. That's what you want to do. We got to get that Sam. What's that? That's the cartoon character. That Sam, whatever, the guy with the big mustache.
I know what you're talking about.
Yosemite Sam. That's it, right? And we got to get that guy. And he's like, yeah, so Yosemite Sam. Send him to Sam. Something like that. Boy, I hope that's not a breach. Anyway, thinksam.com, 858-780-1SAM. Doing the best I can, folks. You should see me on my good days. Okay, we were just talking about the prodigal son. The word prodigal means wasteful, futile. It has no ultimate purpose. And the prodigal son, we're going to get to this in a second. The prodigal son, you know, asked for his inheritance early. He had an accommodating father who knew when to let go. One of the hardest things to do as a parent is to know when to take your hands back and go, Lord, this kid is yours first, mine second. Be the father of this child. I mean, that's the big parenting, you know, dilemma, trick, so to speak. And so this child went, squandered everything he had, and then he comes to his senses, and we're going to play you a sound clip in just a second, but the thing to remember is he comes to his senses. The scripture says he went out and hired himself out to the citizens of that country. He longed for his stomach to be fed with the pods that the pigs were eating. Nobody gave him anything. And he came to his senses and realized, like, the people that work for my dad are doing 10 times better than I am. What a dummy I am. So he starts to do a rehearsal for his return.
Voila! All right, cut! Wrong! Okay, just watch me. It's so simple. Have you got it?
Yes.
Give me the playback, and...
All right, so that was a scene for a rehearsal. What I need you to catch here is that rehearsal, while you might be sitting there thinking, well, this is the prodigal son, and this is a parable, you know, about simply about people who've never accepted Jesus Christ, and then they accept Jesus Christ and make an initial decision. And that argument is strong. Theologically, that is a valid argument, but... there is an equally strong argument to say the prodigal son is a son who knows where home is, knows who his dad is, has stepped away from his dad and from being close to his dad, goes about wild living, realizes it's ridiculous and killing him, and in this story makes a return to his dad. You understand that? So now I know that people will say, well, no, because, you know, how it's got to be is, you know, this is only a sinner returning. Well, yes, but it's unfortunate to say, but true, that a Christian can also depart from home, separate from the father of their own volition, and go on wild living spurts. We kind of know that. We usually call that backsliding. So what he does is when he realizes what he's going through is he's feeding pigs on a farm, and he's feeding pigs and in this field, and he wants to eat what he's feeding the pigs. And he's so broke and so distant and so alone, he can't even eat that which he is feeding pigs. And he comes to his senses and says, wow, what is wrong with me? How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. So here's his rehearsal. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. At this point, he ran out of money. He's so broke that his dad's servants are doing much better than he is. And he's like, boy, if I can just even be where they are, I'd be okay. And so he comes up with a whole rehearsal, a speech that he's going to give his father so he can get back into a better place. And I want you to understand that that rehearsal is something that you do, and that rehearsal is something that I do from time to time as we come before the Lord with our little rehearsed speech. I don't know how yours goes, but mine typically goes, well, I blew it again. You know, that's kind of like my return speech. And then it's a perspective that you and I have that we have to have this rehearsal and preparation in order to come back to the Father, because, you know, maybe we better get spiffed up a little and cleaned up a little, and then we'll go back. Maybe we ought to brush our teeth so our breath's not bad and just ask for mercy. It's like in our minds, we have to do something to return. That's exactly what the prodigal son was thinking. And again, this is a son that left home and is now returning to his father. So he says, I will set out, go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. He recognizes that he's blown it. I blew it. I've done it wrong. But he had it so good that he is thinking, I just want to be a part of that system. I want to be back into there, connected somehow. Now, for me, being a church guy that's had a lot of tough church experiences, more than one, I see this as somebody who's trying to reconnect to the church, too. I see that same kind of, well, maybe I just come back and just, you know, sit in the back chair, and sit in the back row, nobody will say anything, and I can just enjoy the fellowship kind of mentality. Yeah, I know it's a stretch, but I use it. It works for me. Here's what I'm trying to say. We all do running from time to time. We run from the Lord. I mean, you can say you don't, but when you go through the motions, even if you're going to church and you're going through the motions, you're not there. You're not present. You're just putting in the time because you think that's the way to go about it. And it's not the way to go about it. We need to have that intimate relationship with the Lord, and it's the same one you know you've had, but that you've created some distance from. You can have that relationship again. It's you that moved. If you're far from God, he didn't move. You understand that? If you're far from the Lord, he didn't move. And so instead of running away from the Lord, we need to flip that around and start running to the Lord. And you know what we don't have to do to come back to the Lord? Have a rehearsed speech. You don't have to have all the ducks in a row. You don't have to have everything perfect. You don't have to know everything exactly. You can just come home. That's all you got to do. There's some of you out there that are listening to me right now. These two words are so important for you, you have no idea. Ready? Go home. Go home. Because that's where the Lord wants you. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about how the Father responded and examine that in the story and relate that unto the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
And now I'm asking you again to forgive my sin.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Whitefields Ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefields provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. During the first century, people believed in many gods, so the Apostle Paul continually emphasized the true and only God. He said God is above all as the sovereign creator and controller of the universe. He is through all as the providential upholder of the universe. He is in all as the personal indwelling presence. Israel's worship of the only true God unified and set them apart from all the nations around them. By worshiping Him alone, they remained strong and proclaimed the greatness of the true and living God to the rest of the world. The same is true of Christians. We have the same Father, and like Israel, our unity is founded on Him. As we worship Him and Him alone, we will be a powerful witness to the world. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
Would have guessed 5 years ago that you'd be doing what you're doing right now. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. You have no idea what the next 5 years will bring. The future is just as uncertain and exciting, and I might add full of risk and wonder, as the past 5 years have been. But whatever the future may bring, it is also absolute, immutable, unconditional, and in complete harmony with our sovereign God's nature and plans. Did you sigh with relief when you heard that? It's good to remind ourselves that God is in His heaven, and He's got you and your future covered.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Amazing, Jesus can use me, 'cause in His hands I'm changing to a servant of God. All I've got.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I don't know. I'm getting into my brother's music today. Leave me alone. Here it is. I want you to be aware of Whitefield's Ministries and our good friend Steve Wheeler. You just heard a couple of his commercials. He will be in the house next week. It'll either be a week from yesterday or a week from today where he'll talk about the different missions and ministries that are going on through Whitefield's Ministries. You can go to whitefields.org to check them out. Steve always has these fantastic stories. And as I mentioned yesterday, he sent me a picture of this well, and I think the well was like 6 or 7 feet high and maybe like 8 feet wide. I mean, it's a big well, and it provides clean drinking water for an entire village. And you know what they charge for that? Nothing. And then they just say, here's clean drinking water so you can live longer. And then the people say, why are you doing that? And they say, well, let me tell you about the water of life. How powerful is that connection? Like, yeah, that works. Of course it works. You're helping people live longer and telling them why you're doing it. What's the motivation? I wanted to share Jesus Christ with you. He's the living water. This water that will actually extend your physical life, Jesus can extend your spiritual existence so that you can spend eternity with God in streets of gold. It's like, okay, how powerful is that? I want you to think about that from the idea of being a recipient of clean drinking water where you never had any. And somebody comes into your life and changes it and charges you nothing. And then you're like, why? And then they tell you. How powerful is that? Whitefields.org is their website. You can call Danielle at 760-846-8610. Talk to them directly. But I encourage you to go to the website because there's the stories and the videos, the pictures, the testimonies, and there's more to get when you go on the website. If you talk to Steve, he can give you a lot of information in 30 minutes. You go to the website, it's much more information in a shorter amount of time with the visuals. Yeah, that's what I. That's how I think about it. All right. Getting this real element or sense, I don't know. You ever think something's going on? Well, I think like something's going on, like there's somebody listening or a few people listening that really need to hear what we're talking about. And it doesn't mean that I'm saying anything brilliant because I am not. But that doesn't mean the topic isn't important for some people. And some people are really good at running from the Lord. And a lot of people understand that scripturally as Jonah ran from the Lord. And as in this story of the prodigal, we see this son kind of bolting from home, living kind of a wild life, and then kind of setting up his return. And Tugboat Todd and I were talking about this, setting up the return. So what he's rehearsing what he's going to say to his dad. And, you know, other believers do the same kind of thing. Well, let's say they fall away and they start drinking and smoking and doing different things. And then they think, well, I'm going to go back to church, but I'm going to stop drinking and smoking before I do that and make sure everything's cleaned up. And then Tugboat Todd came up with a really good example by saying quite simply, yeah, it's like getting your teeth cleaned before you go to the dentist to get a teeth cleaning. It's like, that's a great, great, great example. And so what I would encourage you to be aware of is that this return, this preparation for return is wholly unnecessary because of what Jesus tells us in the rest of this story. And the rest of the story goes like this. He got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And so they began to celebrate. Here's what happens. Now, I want you to relate this to you directly between you and the Lord. A little bit of running, a little bit of distance, a little bit of maybe prodigal living, wasteful living, futile living, distance from God living. I don't care if we're talking about people who are, you're talking about the wild living, prostitutes, whatever. People can be distant from God just by shutting down their heart and staying away. And if you're one of those people and you're thinking, man, that's me. Well, you got to get back, but the way to get back is not to sit there and come up with all these, you know, okay, Lord, well, I did this before, or I was really close before, and now I'm far away, but I'd like to kind of see you every once in a while to connect to you. I want you to see what the Father is doing while the Son is rehearsing this in his mind and coming back towards the Father. Look what the Father is doing. It says he got up and went to his Father, but while he was still a long way off. That means that while he was far away, so if you can see it in the theater of your mind, in the picture of your brain, you can understand while the kid was coming back, the dad was looking out at a distance. We could understand it maybe better if you understood it under the term that maybe the dad was, now he's not using binoculars, but it's that kind of mindset that he's looking this great distance away. And as the son is coming, the dad sees the son. And the scripture says his father saw him and was filled with compassion and ran to his son. This is what we need to see. The kid is going through the rehearsal in his brain. And the father sees the kid. I always, in my brain, I always imagine that the dad, there's some kind of porch there, and he's on the porch, and I don't know if he's in a rocking chair or whatever, but he's on the porch, and his son is way down at the end of the driveway, because back then their lands were kind of a lot larger, and he can just see the son walking, and he sees it's his son, and he jumps off that porch, and he starts running for that kid. And the scripture tells us as soon as he gets to him, he throws his arms around him and kissed him. I mean, that is as much of an embrace as you can have. It's just this wonderful expression from the Father to love the Son. Now, what exactly does the Son do at that very moment? Verse 21, the Son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your Son. He's repeating the mantra that he set up beforehand, and he's not getting what's going on. The Father has compassion towards him. He runs towards him. He falls on him. He kisses him. Folks, this is a picture of God. And when we come back to God, this is how God's response. When we start walking back, even when we're a long way off, he sees us and he runs towards us. That's the picture Jesus is trying to set. That, my friends, is love, parental love, perfect parental love. The Son, of course, doesn't get it because he's going into the rehearsed speech. And much like you and I, he's unable to see and receive the Father's love because he has to fulfill his rehearsal. He has to earn his way back in. That's what he's trying to do. I just want to be a servant. I'll just work on the farm. And there the Father is like, come here, boy. I love you. And he's crying and he's holding him. I mean, you're getting this picture filled with compassion. He's kissing him. It's like, oh, my son. Well, that's a picture of the Father. When you, in your heart, decide to turn back and go home. Because when you go home, he's waiting. He's, watch this, he's looking for you. He doesn't want you to be in a distant land, futile living, having nothing, having no conclusions. This isn't prosperity. This is the heart and the passion that God has for his people, looking at a distance for you to be walking back. Then he sees you. Could you just imagine? I don't know. You know, there's no picture as to how old, but the Father's running towards the Son. I'm trying to think of what the Son is thinking. Going, okay, he's running towards me. He's running. He gets to him and he grabs him. He kisses him. He's like, oh, my goodness. It's my son. Well, when you come home to God, this is the picture of how God feels. You're looking at the picture. Jesus draws you the picture. He's drawn it for you. You want to know how the Father feels? This is it. The prodigal father is the greatest part of this story. The kid makes a great decision to come home. But the Father shows the greatest picture in how he receives him. And for those parents out there who've got wayward kids, you don't make them go through a rehearsed speech. You receive them back. They're your kids. That's a picture of God. When we come back, let's talk about how far God takes it. Because that's the big key. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about Starbucks and Target and how Christians can make a statement against corporate policies they don't agree with.
I can't tell you the last time I went into a Starbucks. Never really liked their coffee anyway. But I would not give them the benefit of my money to use the profits from that to advance an agenda that is 180 degrees opposed to what I believe. And I think as Christians, as conservatives, we need to be good stewards of the money that we have and how that money is used so that we're not putting it into the hands of those who are going to use it against us. So I think we should shop, as is evidenced by so many people when it comes to Target, what they've done. Target stocks have declined significantly. They've lost about $10 billion worth of equity. We just need to continue that.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We've been talking about the prodigal son. Actually, we've been talking about people who run away from the Lord and then how they go through a rehearsed speech to come back. So as you can see, as we went through the scripture in Luke 15, 11 through 24, how the prodigal son had a rehearsed speech, and there the father sees him a long way off, has compassion for him, runs towards him, falls on him, kisses him, and then the son goes into the speech, Father, I have sinned against you, and I am a bad boy. Please forgive me. And the father is pouring his love upon his son, and the son has an incapacity at that moment to receive that love, much like you and I don't often receive the love that the father is pouring out upon us. And knowing that we have a limited capacity in that, the father goes just a wee bit further, my friends. Verse 22, the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. Heard a couple of really good sermons on the robe and the ring and the sandals. I'm not going to take the time to go into it because I couldn't get to the other point. But the main element is all three of those capacities are noble items. They're, every one of those, the robe, the ring, and the sandals, are of nobility. So the son is returning as a servant, and the father has immediately elevated him. Not only does the father receive him, I want you to catch this. Not only does the father run to him, have compassion on him, fall on him and kiss him. And not only when you turn to God is he so joyous as to just put his arms around you and pour his love into your heart, but he doesn't let you stay in the mire. He immediately puts you in the place of nobility. And then with his family about and his servants about, he says, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. We're not even going to just say, great to have you back. You know what we're going to say? We're going to throw a party. that's how great it is to have you back. This son of mine was dead, and now he's alive. He was lost, and now he's found. Let me tell you something about this portion of Scripture that gets undertaught and undersold, so to speak, and that is that the Lord loves restoration. If you're a person that's been hurt, if you're a person that's been wounded, if you've walked away from the Lord because of your own pride or your own pain or your own rebellious spirit, and you get a common sense moment and you come back to the Lord is capable of restoring you. Do you understand that? Do you know that little honeymoon thing that all the Christians seem to talk about? Do you know that's not lost forever? Depending on your commitment to return? Because the Lord doesn't mind drawing close to you. He's a restorer. Listen to John 1:9. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and then will forgive us our sins and purify us from all. All unrighteousness, all of it, God will restore you. If you come back, he's there. If you come back, he's looking for you, waiting for you, waiting to celebrate you. No, you're not perfect. No, you're not worth it. That's how great the love of the Father is. It goes past what we're worth. It goes past what we can comprehend. The love and the restoration and the grace of God come with exclamation points. It's a festival in the heart and mind of God for his kids. Do you hear that? It's a festival in the heart and the mind of God for his kids. And there is a reality to that restoration. If you just look at people throughout Scripture and how they have fallen and yet risen again, seven times a righteous man falls and seven times he rises or gets back up. You don't stay, that the Lord will bring you back up. Yeah, it's been hard. Yeah, you've done some dumb things. Yeah, you've learned a lot. All that's fantastic. But the love of God is greater than your mistakes. If he accepted you the first time, why wouldn't he accept you a second time? Makes no sense at all. And there he is waiting. For some of you to go, okay, that's it. I'm coming back. I'm coming home, Lord. And that's where some of you need to go home. You need to get connected to a fellowship. You need to get back in your time with the Lord. You need to get back to some of the people that were a blessing to you. I know some people have hurt you. I'm not telling you to go there. Or if you went to a church and it hurt you, I'm not telling you to go back there. But that doesn't make every church bad. How many fantastic fellowships are there? Hundreds in San Diego. Hundreds. So utilize that. There's pastors out there who are waiting to pour their heart and their love into your lives. You just don't know because you won't move. Get out of the distant land. Come back to your dad. He's waiting for you just to put his arms around you and to love on you. What a blessing to receive the love of God afresh. If you're missing it, he is but a call away. Even easier than a phone call is you opening your heart and mind to him and saying, I want to come home. And he'll be right there for you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You're going to hear Marty, and then we're coming back with our next hour. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.